that was asked to me during the week. Doubtless all of you have seen that your names have been placed down for making prosforo throughout the year. As you read in your kinonia, the offering of the people is what allows the liturgy to take place. That is what prosforo literally means in Greek. It means offering. Over the summer and over the last few months, there have been times where it necessitated that I take prosforo out of the freezer to use as the lamb for communion. A very devout member of our community said to me, "Father, I like that you said this because it made me think we would never bake a cake, put it in the freezer, and then bring it to our beloved friend's house for dinner. How much more horrible is it for us to freeze what will become the body of Christ? Therefore, it is my earnest hope that each of you, when your name is assigned, as you are able, please bake the prosforo. And do not think that, oh, one of the others will take care of it. I don't have to worry." My beloved brothers and sisters, we can't take that mentality. We have to treat every single time that the church calls on you to bring prosforo, that your prosforo is what is going to have liturgy. Someone asked me, "Father Dimitri, what will you do if none of the five families that you have assigned bring prosforo?" I said, "We will still have church services, but we will not have liturgy." That is how important your offering is. And you should want to make that offering even without it being assigned. And for those that want to bring it on days when they're not assigned, it will be accepted with joy and happiness. Because the prayers that the priest offers for those names that you present for the proskuneo are the most important names and the most important prayers offered throughout the entire liturgy. So when you bring your loaf, your offering, your prosforo, bring me a list of the living and the dead. Label them Orthodox and non-Orthodox, so that I know who to put in the proskuneo and who to pray for on the side. For only the names of the Orthodox can go into the chalice. But that does not mean that the Orthodox Church does not pray for those that are not Orthodox. To the contrary, we pray for the whole world, and especially for those who we offer as names who we feel need special intercessions. In the narthics of the church, I believe Mary Sharp has printed them, we have our listings for the living and the dead, which has list titles, Orthodox and non-Orthodox. So when it is your week, when you receive the phone call, when you see your name listed, please bring me your names so that I may pray for your loved ones, and bring the most precious gift that will become the body and blood of Christ, that which sanctifies us, that which deifies us.